This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. So imagine your 71-year-old friend who's never been gator hunting in their life tells you he caught one that weighed around 400 pounds. Well, you'd laugh at them, right? Well, Jerry Sepulvedo of Calhoun did just that last week on Lake St. John. He actually caught three gators, and one was a real whopper.
After getting a gator in the boat, we realized that he was a pretty good-sized gator. He measured 11 feet and 8 inches and estimated to weigh somewhere between 750 and 1,000 pounds.
Fortunately, there was a witness, and thanks to Nathan Gaucher, he has video evidence of the massive gator. Sepulvedo says they worked for hours on getting the prize catch into the boat.
Man, I was excited. My granddaughter and son, they were all excited. And yet, we didn't realize how big of a gator he was.
So what does one do with a 12-foot alligator that weighs 750 pounds? Sepulvedo says you sell it.
He was a monster and a big gator, and so we just decided to sell him. But we got measurements on his head, and I'm going to get a replica of its head if I can have it for my man cave.
And if you bagged a gator like that, you probably would quit while you're ahead. Well, Sepulvedo says he thinks he'll give gator hunting one more try. Family and friends have bid farewell to former New Orleans Mayor Moon Landrieu, whose legacy includes standing against segregation at a time when some preferred the status quo. Landrieu died on Monday at the age of 92. Born Maurice E. Landrieu on July 23, 1930, he was called Moon, a family nickname throughout his life, and eventually made that his legal name. Landrieu's son Mitch, who also served two terms as mayor of New Orleans, says his father lived a life of service. Governor John Bel Edwards described him as a trailblazer, while former New Orleans mayor Marc Morial said he set the framework for every mayor of New Orleans since. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says she is not going to reimburse the city for almost $30,000 in travel upgrades during recent trips to Miami, Washington, D.C., and France. She says the additional dollars were for her, quote, safety, not luxury. The upgrades paid for Cantrell to fly first class while the staff flew back in coach. Cantrell's extravagances are one of the reasons cited for a political recall petition against her. Her others are that many are angry, and they've seemingly are angry when she sided with a carjacker over his victims. It's 6:07 a.m. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.